Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, we are continuing on with our Strengthening Peace series by looking at the next fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness. Now, I happen to think that this fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness, is a particularly special fruit of the Spirit because, well, it doesn't show up in our day-to-day life all that often. We can talk about how patient a teacher is, or how gentle a new mother is, or even how much you love popcorn. But when was the last time you described a friend as faithful? Or how about this? When was the last time you put on a job application just how faithful you are? No, it just doesn't show up as much as some of those other fruits of the Spirit. But I still think it's an important one. Faithfulness is that firmness, that solid foundation upon which everything else stands, even if we don't talk about it all that much. And I have a theory. I think the main reason why we don't talk about faithfulness as much as we do about love or kindness or goodness, well, is because it's not a very exciting word. It's not very dynamic. In fact, it usually means the exact opposite. Faithfulness means something doesn't move, that it's stable and doesn't surprise you. And frankly, sometimes it can be sort of boring. No one's making a movie where everybody faithfully does everything they were supposed to do, and then everything goes off without a hitch. No, we want drama and intrigue and excitement in our movies. That's why people go to movies, or read books, or ride roller coasters. Roller coasters. Dear friends, my wife loves roller coasters. Theme parks, thrill rides, she loves them all. In fact, she loves them so much that for our honeymoon, she wanted to go to Six Flags Fiesta, Texas in San Antonio. Okay. At this point, she would like me to remind everybody that we were poor college students and the Hawaiian beach vacation that she would have much rather gone on probably wasn't in the works. But don't let her fool you. She loves roller coasters, and that love goes deep. And because I love my wife, we went to Six Flags for our honeymoon. Now, for any of you roller coaster aficionados out there, Six Flags Fiesta, Texas is home to the Iron Rattler. This roller coaster, the Iron Rattler, is a terrifying monstrosity that hurls you towards the ground from 171 feet up at 70 miles an hour at about 81 degrees. And as I was standing there, looking up at this roller coaster, started to question what I had gotten myself into marrying this girl. But I was telling the truth. I love my wife and she loves roller coasters, so I got on. And I held on to that safety bar they put in my lap as tight as I could for the entire ride. Down the 171 feet, through the loops and all the turns, I held on like my life depended on it. And when that roller coaster finally came to a stop, I was shaken, exhausted, and could barely let go of that safety bar. And hopefully you're smarter than I am, and you don't try to impress your significant other by doing something terrifying. But you could be forgiven for thinking that, well, really the whole world's been on a roller coaster lately. With the crazy amounts of turns and loops that have come up to us, it's been exhausting. There was the coronavirus, that first big loop that turned daily life upside down. You know, now there's social distancing and public gatherings are canceled. Then there was the drop in the economy from record highs to record lows. And now the job situation doesn't look as firm and stable as it once was. Then there was the turn in the schools. They turned from being open to being closed months before anybody had planned. And now graduation services or out the window across the country. Summer plans are in shambles. Masks are essential now. The church just read the Christmas story in the middle of May. Who knows what's around the next corner? It's felt a bit like a roller coaster. So if you're feeling a bit shaken and tired and exhausted, like you don't have that firm foundation to stand on, like you're just trying to hold on, that's all right. Because whenever we're faced with that uncertain future, it's only natural to try to hold on to what we've got. Whether that's your health or your finances or even a safety bar on a roller coaster, we instinctually reach out and hold on tightly to whatever we can get our hands on, just hoping that's going to bring us some degree of certainty in an uncertain situation. And you know what? There's a danger in that. You see, when we hold on tightly to what we have, we can miss out on opportunities of generosity. Opportunities to share our time or our talents or our treasures with those around us, those who need it. And the sad truth is, often those times when it's most difficult to be generous is the time when generosity is needed the most. And it's not an easy thing getting into that idea of opportunities of generosity. It's a whole lot easier to get into the castle mentality, where everything on my side of the wall has to be safe and secure, and everybody else just has to figure it out on their own. But you see, we as God's people have been called to so much more than simply hiding behind castle walls. In Ephesians chapter 4, St. Paul says to put on the new self, created after the image of God. And in that Deuteronomy 32 passage that we read just a little while ago, Moses tells us what that image of God looks like, what that faithfulness of God is, and how he's seen his people through the worst. Moses sings, he says, "I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock. His work is perfect and all his ways are justice, a God of faithfulness." Moses says, a God of faithfulness, a God who's firm and steady, a God who keeps his promises, a God who is that unmoving foundation that we can stand on. And who couldn't go for a little bit more certainty these days? And when Moses said these things, well, things were looking up for the Israelites. It looked like the roller coaster was coming to a stop. They had been saved from slavery in Egypt. They had made it through the desert, and now they're on the edge of the promised land. Things look like it's in the bag. Things were looking up. Time for some well-deserved peace and quiet, certainty and security. But if the last few months have taught us anything, it's that life rarely stays that way for long. And it wasn't any different for the Israelites. You see, the roller coaster continued. Because even though God's people was on the edge of the promised land, they still had battles and pandemics ahead of them. New kings and rulers would come, and some of them were good. A lot of them weren't. But through the chaos, they built up their nation, only to have it split in half. And then the two halves start fighting each other, until a bigger country comes in and takes over one half, and the same thing then happens to the other half. And then they're all kicked out. But then they get to come back. But somebody else is in charge, so they kick them out, and then they get their country back, only to lose it again. It just never stops. The roller coaster of life with its ups and downs and turns and loops, it's exhausting. We just want some certainty, some stability, just a little bit of faithfulness. Now, some of you might be sitting at home thinking to yourself, Vicar, I get it. It totally makes sense, but you're not helping very much. We just read the Christmas story in mid-May. That's 5 months after the fact. Who does that? It doesn't bring a sense of predictability to an uncertain situation. And if you are saying that, on one hand, I totally agree. It's a little bit more than surprising to go through the Christmas story in the middle of May. But on the other hand, the Christmas story is by far the best story of faithfulness in the entire Bible. You see, when Moses had said those things about God earlier, about the rock, a God of faithfulness, he was saying that from a high point. You see, things were looking up for the people of Israel. It felt like God was faithful. But that's not the situation in which the Christmas story takes place. No, the Christmas story takes place at a low point for God's people. You see, the ones in charge, they couldn't care less about them. In fact, they're telling them all they've got to pack up and move, no matter what their family situation is, their health situation, their job situation. None of that matters. They all have to pack up and move so they can be taxed. And it's into this, frankly, terrible time that the faithfulness of God shines through most brightly. Because that's when Jesus shows up. See, the Christmas story is about God coming down to his people to be with them, to heal them, to save them, to let them know that they are not alone. See, that's what faithfulness is. God isn't with you just for the highs, just for the good times. God is with you even when you feel like you're on the roller coaster. Unsteady, shaken, like you're just trying to hold on. The faithfulness of God never ends. Now, marriage is all about compromises, right? And as I was standing there, looking up at this terrifying machine called the Iron Rattler, I decided now was probably a time for a compromise. And me and my wife had a discussion, and she was gracious enough to agree that we don't have to sit in the front row. No, she agreed that we could sit at the third, fourth, fifth, sixth row, which was a wonderful blessing to me. And as terrifying as that ride was, I'll tell you the truth. I kept my eyes open the whole time. Didn't shut them once. But I saw something. I saw someone sitting right up at the front of the roller coaster with their hands up the whole time. While my hands were wrapped around that safety bar, their hands were up in the air and they had a smile on their face. And by the time that roller coaster came to a stop, they got up and got right back in line while I was still holding on to that safety bar. And I think those are probably the two responses that we can have to an uncertain future. We can either do what I did and grab on to whatever we can get our hands on, just hoping that it's going to be enough to give us that stability, that certainty to get through. Or we can let go of that safety bar and put our trust in the faithfulness of God. Because you see, that unmovable faithfulness of God is what sees us through. Our safety, our well-being, it's not dependent on how tight our grip is, but on the love of our Heavenly Father, upon his faithfulness, that faithfulness that never ends. And so I would encourage you to spend some time today and reflect on that. Try to find whatever it is in your life that you're holding on to. And more importantly, What opportunities of generosity God is placing before you? Because an amazing thing happens whenever we loosen our grip. Our hands are now free to reach out to others, to share life with each other, to interact with each other, to be a little Jesus to each other. You'll see just a few questions popped up on your screen. And I pray that as we take the next 20 or so seconds to think on them, that God would loosen our grip on whatever else we've been holding on to and give us faith to put our trust in His faithfulness. Amen.